And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
That's right, and it's not mine. I am Kel Palguda, and I am the mayor of Prescott Valley, so welcome, everyone. Today, we got some very interesting people we're going to be talking to. The first person up is going to be Ann McGovern. She's with the newly refurbished Arizona Downs out there in Prescott Valley, the horse track. For those that are not familiar with what that is. So we're going to find out all the who's, what's, and where's, and what they got going on out there. So that's going to be great. And we're also going to tie in with Michael Paredes. He's with the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation, and we're going to talk jobs. And that's important to the Prescott Valley area, and we're going to tie it all into horses. So if you just want to stick around, this is Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and we're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
As an accountant, believe me, doing the same thing every week can be boring. But with the Arizona Lottery's Million Dollar Madness, I have something to look forward to. Every week in March, you can enter any eligible non-winning $10, $20, and $30 scratchers tickets for a chance to win $250,000!
Time for a cake! It's vanilla.
Yay. Enter the Million Dollar Madness now through March 31st at azplayersclub.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we're going to be here with Ann McGovern and Michael Paredes, and we have them both in the studio at the same time, so we're just going to kind of go back and forth a little bit, so just try to keep up. Ann, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. So, hey, can you just tell a little bit about who you are, where you're from?
Well, I am the general manager of Arizona Downs, the racetrack in Prescott Valley, formerly known as Yavapai Downs. My husband and I have lived in Houston for the last 13 or so years, and I'm here working on this project. Super exciting.
How long have you been here for Arizona Downs?
I moved here in May.
In May. So I'm sure you've heard stories about the racetrack.
Well, I could just tell by walking through it that there were many stories to be learned. It's quite a facility.
That is true. And before we really dive into things, let's get Michael out there and tell us a little bit about you, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me today. Been at Prescott Valley Economic Development for approximately 4.5 years now. I am born and raised in Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah.
And real quick, what does Prescott Valley Economic Development do?
Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation, or PVDF, is the marketing arm of the town for marketing, and our main purpose and what we are charged with is creating base jobs for the community, those in the manufacturing and industrial sectors.
Right. So as I talked in the intro, I'm going to tie in horses and workforce, so that's what we're going to be doing right now. I remember when they first built the racetrack, and it was exciting. It had a lot of people. They would come up. It was exciting times when, you know, I'd never been to a racetrack or a horse race before, and you kind of really get into it. So,
horse racing is an amazing sport. You've got these beautiful, beautiful horses. You've got jockeys that I think Sports Illustrated years ago did a pound for pound. They're the strongest athletes out there. But, yeah, it's a beautiful sport,
sure.
And there's a lot of family involvement in the sport, as well as you can actually win a few dollars if you get lucky.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Michael, were you here when they had that racetrack open?
No, I wasn't. When I arrived, it was shut down.
Sure.
And still going through their post-racing headaches, I guess.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Kind of way of saying it, yeah.
But no, unfortunately I wasn't. And, you know, looking forward.
Yeah, it is exciting. I was out there probably about a month and a half ago. And I remember what it was during the time when there was nothing going on there, and it was just a ghost racetrack.
But what an asset.
Truly.
What an asset to a community. What an asset to a market that has, five million people down south, 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
You think about how exciting it is. I mean, down at, I think it's Turf Paradise, is probably the closest racetrack we have.
Right.
And for that to be same quality of races.
Absolutely.
Right? And the same horse, same type of horses.
It'll be the same type of horses, some thoroughbred, some quarter horses. And one of our goals is to create a year-round racing circuit for those horsemen. So right now when Turf Paradise ends, they have to leave the state and go race their horses elsewhere.
Gotcha.
They go all the way to Minnesota, to Canada, some go to Florida, some go to Colorado. So we're hoping that we can create a circuit for those guys so they can stay in the state, as well as they're having a great entertainment option.
Right.
We can give the community all that spending they do out of state will stay in the state of Arizona.
No, absolutely. So it would be the only track that does that in Arizona then, correct? That does a year-round.
Well, I'm not saying we would run year-round.
Gotcha.
But after Turf Paradise ends, then those horsemen would come to us.
Gotcha.
We run our racing
season,
and then they go back to Turf Paradise.
And how long is the race season?
We will be racing from Memorial Day. We open May 24th, so put that on your calendar.
Yeah, absolutely put that. It's already on my calendar.
I need you there for the ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
And we will end Labor Day weekend. So it'll be a total of 35 race days between those two dates.
Gotcha. So, and they'll race on certain days?
Right. Opening weekend is 4 days.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then we'll race 2 days a week, every Saturday and Sunday, through Labor Day, with three exceptions. Opening weekend, July 4th, and closing weekend. Those three weekends will run 4 days.
Gotcha. Michael, have you even been up there?
What an opportunity to capture.
No, it's huge.
To capture business.
Yeah. No, and that's a big draw.
And that's what we want.
Sure.
We want people to spend money and be here and look at our local amenities and stay the night.
No, absolutely.
And stay the night and spend their money, and that's exactly.
And that's huge. It's just to grow that economic footprint is just so important to the town of Prescott Valley.
Most definitely.
So do you think businesses, they ask about different things when they're looking at Prescott Valley, right? Amenities, they want to know. What's their number one question you think they want to know about?
When companies are looking?
When companies are looking, what questions do you see?
Always K through 12 education.
Uh-huh.
Always is there higher education and cost of living, and also the business environment.
Sure.
Are we friendly? And
I want to stop you for a second because mm-hmm. the first thing you said was they asked about the K through 12 education. Mm-hmm. So often I'll have people that I talk to out, you know, every day I'm talking to people, and they'll say, well, sometimes schools come up and they don't have kids in their school, or they've, you know, reached a certain age where their kids are not in our schools.
Yeah.
And they might have the attitude that schools don't really affect them in any way. And my response always is, absolutely, it still affects us, because at some point, jobs and employers are looking for what our schools are.
That is correct.
And not only that, but at some point, we need those jobs that you're able to bring into Prescott Valley, because that's the key. Because eventually, I tell people that if you're going to get up in your, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, and you want your kids to come back home and take care of you, instead of them just putting you in a home or moving them out to where they are,
right,
you're going to need to have a place for your kids to have a job.
Almost definitely. And usually base jobs are the ones that survive economic hardships.
Sure.
You will see a lot of commercial activity slow down because it is based upon how the economy is at the time. And so a lot of the times these base jobs are the ones that survive and keep a region, keep a community alive. But yes, to answer your question, it's always a question, because it's not just the owner of the company that's coming. It's perhaps sometimes staff.
Right.
Not always. We want them to hire local, which is usually the case, actually,
sure.
except the owner and a couple other people of high management. But it is always the case, because at the end of the day, that is going to be your labor force.
Right. No,
and
absolutely.
So the big golden star question is always labor.
Uh-huh.
Am I going to have the qualified labor force? It's one thing to have a labor force.
Sure.
It's another thing to have the skilled labor force to fulfill your goals and what you need to do in your operation.
Right.
You know, the least thing we want to do is relocate a company and, you know, hit a wall and saying, well, there's no labor.
No, that'd be awful.
And that's why it's important. That's why education, and that's why I say K through 12 all the way up to your higher ed is very important.
Absolutely. No, mm-hmm. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
How I am such a firm believer in the school system there. And I think we have a Bradshaw graduate here.
No.
No.
I'm
going to
wear
Godian. Oh, I apologize. Link is on the sidelines, not saying much.
And not from here.
And so with a... Tell us a story about how the people that decided to bring you on board, tell us a little bit about them. Speak for them if you could.
I would love to speak for them. They are a great group of folks. The J-Core company is a commercial real estate development company, and it is three brothers and their best friend. And they were made aware of the racetrack situation, that it was in a bankruptcy situation. It's been for sale for some time.
Sure.
And they started looking into it and saw an opportunity with the growth in Prescott Valley, which, you know, the folks that opened the racetrack in the past, really, it was out in, right now people tell me it's out in the middle of nowhere. I look around and I see all the housing growth around mm-hmm. it and say, no, it's not. It's around, it's in a perfect location.
Sure.
They didn't have that advantage back when the track was built. But anyway, they saw that. They looked at the property. They looked at the building. I came in and looked at the building. It has really great bones. It was neglected.
Right.
We had a roof that leaked for about 6 years during when it was empty, and some resident owls. The owls, it was awesome. The owls kept the rodent population down and the snake population down. Yeah. However, they can be a little messy.
Sure.
And I learned a lot about owl poop in this process. It's really kind of cool. But cleaning all that up was fun. And the sheriff's department ended up using it as a SWAT training facility. So that kept some of the vandal type activity down.
Absolutely.
So it had some good bones. They recognized that. They saw an opportunity. And racing really needed this year-round circuit.
Yeah.
And I think they thought it was a no-brainer. Let's do this.
Right. No, absolutely. So to date, how much do you think renovations have been?
By the time we're done, we'll have about $10 million into the renovations.
$10 million into
including the purchase price.
Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that won't be the, that's just the beginning.
Right.
Then you have ongoing operations. And
Absolutely.
It'll take us a while to get back up into a point where, as any startup business, you
of
always
course.
Need to have a couple years in the bank.
No,
to make
always.
It work.
And I mean, heck, they had a lot of things. It was more than just horse racing back in the day. I mean, they'd have monster trucks out there. They'd have some concerts out there. Is that something that the owners would be looking at trying to work into their...
Well, we have this beautiful facility,
sure.
and we're racing for about 4.5 months in the year. So we have a lot of time for the to host other events throughout the
gotcha.
Year. And that's our plan. We're renovating it so it's attractive for all kinds of events, from trade shows to weddings and quinceañeras and car shows and motorcycle rallies. I mean, if it's an event, we want to try and
host it. Give it a shot. Kind of go with a shotgun blast mm-hmm. and just see what works and kind of go from
concerts.
There.
Concerts. It's a concerts. Great concert facility. Open air seating that overlooks the track. You put a big old concert stage out on the track and
right.
hundreds of seats that look right down on it. So
no,
it's
I mean,
pretty
how great
exciting.
Is that? So
super great.
I think it'll complement the Findlay Toyota Center. It's not going to be in a competition.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't see it as it's
absolutely
more...
not. It's definitely a compliment and hopefully an amenity that the economic development groups can use as, hey, here's something else that your employees are going to like working here and that you're going to like.
No. Most,
if you
most
move
definitely.
Work here.
So that is terrific because I was up there for the third floor opening.
What do you think of the restaurant?
Amazing.
Isn't it nice?
It is like a hidden gem that, I mean, once mm-hmm. the secret is out, and hopefully we let the secret out and people understand, hey, that's the place to go.
It is the most amazing view. You have mountains on four different sides of the building, and it's an amazing view. And we're actually trying to key off that view to come up with a name for the restaurant. So
oh, yeah.
Still working on that.
We're going to get back to that,
okay.
and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So when we get back, we're going to learn a little bit more about the business side of things of both the racetrack and Prescott Valley. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotels Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop is coming up, and it's packed with fun. You'll have a chance to win 8 rounds of golf at Stone Ridge, raffles and drawings, and even a new car from Lamb Chevrolet. It's all happening April 28th. For more information, call 775-4002. The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop. Sponsored by Stone Ridge, Prescott Club, Lamb Chevrolet, and News Talk Sports KQ&A.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. If you're just joining us, we're here with Ann McGovern from Arizona Downs and Michael Prades, Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. Michael, before we went to break, you talked a little bit about what the PBEDF does for Prescott Valley. And I think I've heard it described as one leg of a three-leg stool. Would that sound about right?
Yeah, that is correct. We work in conjunction with the Prescott Valley Chamber and also your economic development coordinator within the town of Prescott Valley,
Ben Hooper.
Ben is at the town. He handles the economic development. He does what I do, but more on the commercial and real estate side, or excuse me, the retail side. That type of economic development that we do hotels, restaurants, commercial activities, stores. I do more on the manufacturing industrial
side. So he does more of the sexy jobs.
Yeah, it is actually. Those are the nice ribbon cuttings that you get to do.
Right.
So my job is not too flashy.
Sure.
It's a different monster when it comes to economic development. There are different business circles that you get involved with. However, the intent and the economic development that focuses on marketing and strategic niche marketing to let them know who's here, why we want you here, and how you can succeed here is pretty much the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One little interesting thing that I learned, and I had you run a report for me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put Ann on the spot for
sure.
What percentage of our workforce do you think travels outside of Prescott Valley, you know, out of
further
10 miles or more out of Prescott Valley? What percentage?
Well, I'm going to guess this is a trick question since you're asking it. I'm going to say it's higher than I think, but 60%?
60%. That'd be a lot.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
It's not quite that high. It's actually 35%. I think that was the numbers.
Yeah. It's a third on both extremes, Mayor.
A third on both extremes. So
meaning,
explain that a little bit.
Meaning it was, I believe it was a third of them drove 5 miles or less, and a third drove the excess of 50 miles.
I believe it was 50 plus miles.
Yes, it was.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
And the direction of that travel, as you can imagine, is south towards Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells us a lot of things. It tells us that people love to live in Prescott Valley because it's, I mean, hands down an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to go somewhere else to work just because we're not there yet for being able to provide those jobs. So is that a safe statement to say?
To a sense, yes. I guess that's.
You can say, hey, you know what, Mayor? You are absolutely wrong. That is not correct.
There's opportunity there. There's opportunity, and I think what it has to do a lot with is, and this is just a personal opinion, is there is still a wage gap. Obviously, rural Arizona and the metro Phoenix area, there is a wage gap in terms of pay.
Sure.
Your average salary is still wide enough that it's okay to drive down there on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, the commuters might carpool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for them to use their own car once a month because they're 4 people
right.
In the car and they use it once a month. So it's okay to do that. And that wage gap is still a little, it still weighs out.
Right.
You know, also the availability of housing, the opportunity for growth and all that. And so I think we're closing that gap. The more opportunity we have to grow our existing companies, which do an awesome job here.
Right.
And, you know, they've been here for 10, 12, 15, 20 years, some of them.
Absolutely.
Large manufacturers, and they do awesome job. It's those types of manufacturers that I need to do my work and bring
sure.
some more.
No, because you talk about the drive, and my wife's from Southern California, and it wouldn't be too strange. I mean, she has family members that drive 2 hours a day each direction. Mm-hmm. to, you know, go 20 miles or 30 miles away.
I used to have friends that drove 3 hours.
3 hours every day.
In one way.
One way.
In the L.A., they used to, the only affordable housing that was there was in the northern deserts.
Okay.
Of the L.A. area,
right.
Which is your Victorville, I believe it was. And so, and they would commute into L.A.
How crazy.
Into the L.A. basin, and it was 2:45, almost 3 hours, one way.
Yeah, so those people don't see driving an hour and 20 minutes down to Phoenix.
No.
With very few stops.
And remember, there's a large manufacturing base just 45 minutes south, 50 minutes south of my office, which is, you know, that Deer Valley corridor right there on the
right.
17. There's some good manufacturers there. And so it's a 45-minute drive sometimes.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully we can help. We have some management positions open.
Oh, and we're going to, we can talk about that now. And I was just going to get to how many employees kind of were you going to start with at the racetrack? I don't know how many it even takes to run a racetrack.
Well, when we're up and operating, when we're racing live, we'll be close to 100 employees.
100 employees during like race season.
A lot of that will be seasonal.
Yes.
A lot of that will be seasonal, but we do have some management level positions open that would be year round.
Okay. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Sure. Anybody out there as a food and beverage manager, come see me. Mm-hmm. We also are looking for security directors. We have marketing spots open, maintenance positions. And these are all more management-oriented positions. And then we also have to fill the staff-level positions as well.
Right. Well, that's exciting. I mean, that's...
Very exciting.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting to just be able to have that opportunity, something different. For that Prescott Valley area. And at break, we kind of mentioned a little bit, or we just talked a little bit about something upcoming that you're holding there in reference to the prom. You want to talk a little bit about that and how that came about? And
like, sure.
In your mind, how are you vision, you know?
I'm really excited about this one. It's the Bradshaw High School prom. And we...
Go Bears.
Go Bears. They are leasing our third floor restaurant and event area. And they're expecting about 400 kids. And it's a catered event. They have dinner, dancing, karaoke,
right.
Whatever prom things they're done these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to be there?
I will be there along with chaperones.
So do you have like a special prom dress as a chaperone you get to dress up
I
as?
Was thinking of digging out one of my old prom dresses, but
Your link from the corner?
I will spare everyone that terrible vision.
Oh, stop. No, that sounds awesome. And one of the things, I mean, just by you mentioning that, Prescott Valley really doesn't have anywhere else to hold what you said up to, I mean, 400 people are going to be on the third floor?
Yep, 400, and we could probably do another 100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So up to 500 people for, you know, whether it's a Christmas party or a banquet or a prom. Just recently, what is it, about 6 weeks ago, Town of Prescott Valley had our employee gala. And, you know, Town of Prescott Valley had, you know, all the employees, you know, you bring a guest, that's quite a few people, and where are we going to have it? And there was nowhere in Prescott Valley to
have
it.
Let me give you my card.
So we even mentioned that. We even talked about next year having it up at the fairgrounds.
That'd be so much fun.
Because of how big it is and what it could hold, because we had to go up to the resort.
Well, I have to give a shout-out to the Mingus Mountain Academy. They hosted their Christmas party at the track, and they were the most fun group. So if any of you are listening, you guys are awesome.
No, that's awesome that just you have that opportunity to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not catering in-house, though, right? They'll have to have their caterer come?
No, we have a chef, Chef Don Walker,
okay.
And he does an excellent job. We can customize a menu. We can present menus for someone to select.
Sure.
Anything from $20 a head to $200 a head, whatever you're looking for.
And Chef Don, is he responsible for the Bloody Marys that
he
I
is.
Hear
Those
so much about?
Those are his creations. And are they? Have you seen the pictures?
I actually...
I know this is radio.
Anyone's listening, they can go on to my Facebook page, just type in Mayor Kel Palguda. And if you just scroll through go back about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, you'll see pictures of three huge Bloody Marys that
are
just...
They're our top sellers.
Vegas-style Bloody Marys is what they are.
They're way
I don't
cool.
know how else to describe them. Have you seen them?
I did. I saw Marnie Yule and...
Yeah.
Yes, nice. Marty Yule is a...
You're going to have to find your old prom tuxedo, Mayor.
I might bust it out, not going to lie.
I don't think mine fits me anymore.
He had the ruffles. Was the one with the ruffles?
Mine, no, I had... Actually, you know what? It had a nice cummerbund. That's enough. A cummerbund, and it was like a teal blue tie I think I had. And it was interesting.
Very suave. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. I looked good in it, just so you know that. But that, I'm just so excited that, you know, that the Bradshaw is going to be up there for the prom.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the event, too. And we get to expose this beautiful facility to all these kids, and they can, you know, see something. They can see this the beautiful mountains around us
right.
and just the views. It's going to be fun.
When is that? Do you have the date?
It's April. I should know this. It's Saturday, April. Is that if that's the 27th, that could be it.
Saturday, April 27th?
Well, whatever that Saturday is.
That's a possibility.
I don't have a calendar right
sure,
now.
Sure. I was just a...
Would you like to be a chaperone?
I don't know. Have the mayor as a chaperone up there?
That would be... Come on.
You know what?
Do that.
I think
let's
you might be
that.
Able to...
April 27th.
You
all
might be able to...
You're one of my chaperones.
Can book me
you.
Down for that.
Look
okay.
for that tuxedo, mayor.
As long as I can wear my tuxedo, then I think it would be good. So, all right, Michael, going back to you a little bit, what is your vision on, briefly, before we go to break, like, what's your thought process a little bit? Like, in your mind, how do you see things playing out for the future of Prescott Valley for maybe the next 10 years? Best case scenario.
Best case scenario. Number one, increase those base jobs. Definitely expand those existing industries that are over here, which are powerhouses in their own world.
Sure.
And they do awesome work. If you ever talk to the plant manager or the owners, they do awesome work for some major global companies. But also adding new industry. New industry that we feel is conducive to our region and those that can qualify in terms of the qualified labor force.
Right.
And get them to work, yeah.
And that's awesome because the key is, one, we can't look to just what's next year or the year after. We got to be thinking 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road on how Prescott Valley is going to be.
Yeah, and keep our talent here.
Keep the talent here. And
yes.
we're gonna talk a little bit more about that when we get back from our break. So you are going to be listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Thanks.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Two people are dead, four others are wounded following an overnight shooting in Phoenix.
The information we gathered from witnesses at the scene, there was a party. The suspect, who's known to the witnesses and victim, was at the party. There was some type of verbal altercation, possibly over a relationship.
Sergeant Armando Carbajal says they received a call around 3:30 a.m. of shots being fired at a party.
There was some type of verbal altercation between the suspect and other partygoers. You know, witnesses gave us preliminary information that it may have been over a relationship that the suspect had been involved in.
At one point, the suspect left the party but returned a short time later. When someone opened the door, the suspect started firing shots at random. A person at the party was able to give police a description of the suspect and the vehicle he was driving. A few hours after the shooting, police located the 29-year-old suspect and he was taken into custody without incident. Mostly sunny today, a 20 to 50% chance for rain tomorrow, 70% Thursday. Cooling after bedtime to near 41, highs near 62 tomorrow, only 50 Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime tonight to near 47, a 20 to 50% chance of showers cooling tomorrow's highs to a very breezy 71, an 80% chance of Thursday rain with a high near 60. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, with Mayor Kel Palguda continues on KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants with the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we're here with Ann McGovern from Arizona Downs and Michael Paredes from the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. And before we went to break, Michael was just talking a little bit more about his vision on what 10 years, 15 years in Prescott Valley looks like business-wise?
Yeah, Mary. So what we've seen over the last 5 years is a good increase of business activity in most, if not all, sectors. You see that in the housing development. You see that in the commercial activity. You see that in the number of cars you see out and about. You see that in the stores. If I don't make it to that Walmart on Glassford by 9:10 in the morning,
you're absolutely right.
But it brings a smile to my face because it's good activity. And I always let the town manager know that whenever we have events at the event center,
yes,
over the weekends, you see the fast food restaurants and the restaurants full of people.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I like. And
absolutely.
I know you're a big proponent of that too.
Oh, that's huge. And I don't know what you really know about me or what you've heard about me or not, but
I won't say it on air.
That's probably better. When I was campaigning, and what I truly believe now is Prescott Valley just needs to have those events and the concerts mm-hmm. and the festivals and things to draw people off the highway and bring them into our streets to see what we have going on. So when we do have those wrestling tournaments over at the event center, you're right. You know when you go to mm-hmm. Chili's or, you know, Tailgaters or mm-hmm. Gabby's Grill that it's packed for a reason.
And that's outside money injection into our community.
Which is huge.
It's huge. And that's how you calculate a good regional economy is capitalizing on that outside dollar.
Right.
And what better way in leaving 115 degrees and showing up at an event when it's 75 degrees?
Absolutely.
I
mean, I used to do the same thing
when I grew up in Yuma. Guess where my weekends and my summers were spent? 2 hours west in San Diego. So, yeah, no, most definitely. And I see Prescott Valley as definitely a niche market for those types of events. So,
that's huge with the racetrack because people are going to come up from Phoenix that are race fans. They're going to go to Arizona Downs. They're going to enjoy their day. And then they're going to, at some point, venture off into Prescott Valley. They might not eat at the restaurant that's there, but they may. But they also might just go catch a movie or pick something up at Walmart or Ross that they forgot. And they might be spending the weekend in Prescott Valley, which is so huge. Fill up your gas tank before they head back down.
Sure.
So that right there alone is just such a draw for Prescott Valley. And as you mentioned, just currently you're open for brunch on Sundays.
We have a great Sunday brunch, 11 to 3 every Sunday. Chef Don does an amazing job. We have a great buffet, and then we have about 6 or 7 off-the-menu items that if you prefer not to do them at buffet. And then, of course, the previously mentioned Bloody Marys.
The Bloody Marys. No, absolutely. I joked about I saw Marty Yule. I don't know if she's listening right now, but I told her that she's almost becoming a regular up there on Sundays.
I love seeing Marty. She's so much fun, and she's so positive, and she brings people and introduces them to the facility, just like I'm sure she does everywhere.
No, absolutely.
In Prescott Valley.
Prescott Valley's biggest cheerleader
there.
Oh, yeah. I always tell her she's varsity. If she's varsity, I'm JV because she does an awesome job at the chamber.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Will the plans be, like, will you guys offer, once the race season starts, will anything change restaurant-wise or
daily? During racing, the restaurant will be open, during racing hours. And we'll have a buffet, probably buffet for opening weekend, then menu items. And we're not going to be racing on Fridays, but I believe that there is a demand for something new on a Friday evening, maybe after work. So we're looking at maybe having the restaurant open Fridays for a happy hour or Fondue Friday or something fun like that.
No, that's exciting. And when races aren't live, people can still bet on horses, correct?
We're open 24/7. I take that back. I'm sorry. 7 days a week, showing races from around the country.
And you can bet on those?
You can bet on them. We open at 10 in the morning, and we can show anywhere from 6 to 12 different racetracks every day. We have our own little simulcast room. It has 40 TVs and really comfy chairs and super friendly tellers.
Oh, how great.
So it's a fun place to go.
That's pretty awesome right there. Just that alone is kind of just something
different. It's something different.
Exactly.
Very different.
So walk me through just basically someone shows up on race day and they're just going to show up. They're going to go to a certain floor of the racetrack.
Well, we have three public levels to the racetrack. We have a first floor that allows you to walk in and out and go to the paddock area where the horses are saddled and the jockeys are put on the horses. Then you can walk out to the apron side, which is next to the racetrack, and actually watch the race. And there's bench seating out there, and it's basically a first come, first serve for whatever seating. And then the second floor has box seats and some grandstand bench seating that overlook the racetrack. And then the third floor is the restaurant and bar area.
Which they can still see the racetrack.
One of the great features of this building is each level, if you're not on the first floor, the second and third levels have balconies that overlook the paddock area, which is on one side of the building. So you can go and see the horses be saddled. A lot of people like to see the body language of the horse. A lot of them like to look for the gray horses or the cute jockeys or whatever they're looking for. And then they can go back into their seat and watch the race.
Okay.
They don't have to go back downstairs to go outside.
Sure. What's it normally cost to get in?
Our general admission, well, first time I'm saying this to the public, we are still working on admission, but it will be a very reasonable price, in the $3 to $5 range.
$3 to $5 range. Great. And they can stay for the whole day.
And that's another thing that's a little different about a restaurant. When you get a seat in the restaurant at the racetrack, it's yours for the day.
Right.
You know, the wait staff knows that we're not turning this over. They're there to have a great meal and be entertained for all that time.
Sure.
So no one's rushing you. No one's trying to get you out. So we put another, you know, person in that seat.
Yes.
It's yours for the day.
No, that's awesome. And is it kid-friendly? Can kids go watch horses?
Very kid-friendly.
Talk about a little bit about
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Because you hear racing and gambling. People are like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to take my kids to that. But I have three-year-old twins, and believe me, they love horses.
They're going to love the first floor, which is where the paddock is, they'll be able to see the horses close up. And I think people forget that racing is a very family-oriented business. A lot of trainers have their children working with them and helping take care of the horses. I mean, I grew up riding horses, and it's a family event. I'm not a gambler. Because of my business, I have to know. But I love horse racing. I love the sport of it. Some horses, just like some people, are born athletes, and they like to run. And the horses that don't like to run don't become racehorses. It's like me. No one can see me right now, but I'm 5'2". I'm never going to be a professional basketball player, so I don't even try. You know early on when a horse is a coordinated athlete. And those are the horses that come to the track, and they love running, and they know when they win. When they come back to that winner's circle, they're all prancing around, and they're looking. They know.
How great.
And it's just cool. And then the kids can be on the rail, and the jockeys walk by, and they can see these very gifted athletes. They may be short like me, but they are gifted athletes. And it's a very interactive sport, and I think that's great for kids. And then opening weekend, we'll have a family fun area. Know, bouncy houses and pony rides and face painters and all that good stuff too.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out there for
sure. Bring the kids. Bring the twins.
Absolutely, Michael. We talked a little bit, and some things that people don't really know when it comes to you do your conversations with businesses and companies. You don't make it public. You're not screaming from the rooftops who you're talking to and letting the newspaper know who you're talking to. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
And why is that?
Because we, not only myself, but also the board and everybody involved in projects sign a confidentiality agreement with a company, especially myself, because it is important for dealings and negotiations to be non-public, because at the end of the day, if they are looking at a certain plot of land, or they're looking at a building, or they're looking at relocating one, it's not even public that they're relocating to Prescott Valley.
Right. No,
first
absolutely.
Of all. And so, second of all, they have to do their due diligence to existing clients that they already have, saying they'll have an Arizona address.
Sure.
You know, starting in 3 months or whatever that might be. But also, you don't want price increasing as well. When it comes to their negotiations with the landowner or the building owner.
No, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
No,
so it's in complete confidential. I wish I could scream of all the projects I'm working on currently, because it's a stack full.
Because people will tell me, they'll just make the comment, well, we never hear anything. What's going on?
Right.
And I let them know, listen, first off, you just don't, like you just said, you just don't let everybody know what you're doing, because this is, doesn't make any sense.
No,
so.
There's definitely an underlying rule that we cannot.
Right.
Until some projects take 6 months. Some take 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And it all depends because it's not very, it's not inexpensive to move an entire operation.
Of course.
It takes truckloads and time and a lot of money.
Yeah. It's not like turning a speedboat, I tell
no,
you.
No.
You got to kind of just like turn into Titanic a little bit. It takes a little bit of time, but every time I see you, every time you're out and about, I tell people he's working. He's got, he's got things scheduled. He's making phone calls. He's out there. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Just hang in there with things. It's not an overnight success. We're not going to just wake up one day and there's going to be 10 manufacturing jobs showing up.
Yeah, no, the board of directors hired me almost 5 years ago to be boots on the ground because they liked my idea of being aggressive and knocking on doors of where, those doors that have potential to move complete operations into our area. And so, you know, I always tell my assistant it's 80-20. 80% I'm out and 20% I'm at the office because if I'm sitting on my desk, I'm doing my job, but I need to be out and about.
Yeah.
Whether that's down in Phoenix, whether that's in the Southern California market, or we're entering new markets and knocking on doors this year for a couple of trade shows up in the Pacific Northwest. So we're very excited about the new ventures,
and
we're
huge.
Looking forward to the next upcoming years because I truly believe we have a gem up here.
No, absolutely. And, with you work in the airport, how we have the airport nearby, and it's your job to get that spotlight on Prescott Valley and show someone, hey, this is what we got going on in Prescott Valley.
And it's not just showing, it's demonstrating with actual numbers who's here, why you need to relocate, and showing them some cost comparisons.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, that's so huge, and there's just so much more goes on. It's not like your phone call or your phone's ringing off the hook where someone's just going to call and say, hey, we're coming into you.
No, there's a whole game to it.
We're just going to take another break right now, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to be wrapping up here with Ann McGovern from Arizona Downs and Michael Paredes from Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. Guys, can you just let people know, let our listeners know where they can maybe look you up on Facebook or get a hold of you or email or anything like that, whatever you've got.
Yeah, we've got a pretty active Facebook page, so I welcome everyone to take a look at that at arizonadowns.com and our website, arizonadowns.com.
Nice.
Plus, we're open.
Pretty original name.
For
your Facebook page.
Yeah, for the Facebook page. Yeah, that took a lot of time and effort. But yeah, I'd have folks do that or drop by any day and come by and see our simulcast room or come on out for brunch.
Awesome. So look them up on Facebook, guys. Mm-hmm. And then, Michael.
Yeah, you could look at us at pvdf.com, and that is our website, and you have the links there to our Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. We have all of them. Stop by the office, 7120 East Pavway, Suite 106. If you know where the chamber is, we are directly behind them in the same building. 775-0032, 928-775-0032.
I just want to just close with thank you for coming. Thank you for just talking.
Thanks for having us.
And sharing what you guys have going on. So if you're listening, you want to find a little bit more about me, go to Facebook, Prescott Valley, or Kel Palguda Mayor, or Mayor Kel Palguda, and I'll be there. You'll find it. So I'll see you guys next month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.